Welcome to another edition of Media Mink. There's going to be all kinds of noise in the background. We have our very special guest. Well, the enchanting Raven Adams is always our special guest, but with Raven usually comes our buddy Finn. So at any point during this podcast, you might see one of us duck down and lift up and have a furry friend with us. He's busy right now, but Phineas the Frenchie has his own Instagram page. Those eyes, he hands down is the cutest freaking dog on earth.
Don't they look like tiger eyes?
Yeah. Yeah, like, and they're bugged out of you. He's, like, on 7 pots of coffee. Constantly, like, just wild and jammed up and ready to go. And before we get started, I just want to make a quick disclaimer. Last week, when I went back and looked at some of the comments, we've asked this in the past. If you repeat the same comment numerous times, we are going to block you. Things go fast. Jeffrey is not going to get to every single comment at the same, you know, at each show. We apologize for that. We really do. We want to get to everybody. It's not necessarily the case. You know, this is an entertainment show. And Jeff and Raven will try to get to as many people as possible. However, if you ask the same question repeatedly, you're spamming the board. And that just doesn't look good for other people. Like, they're constantly reading your question because you're hitting enter, 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 and it spams. So please refrain from doing that, or we will have it blocked. On that note, good evening, everybody. And psychic medium Jeffrey Wan still has his project going on. Any luck?
No, I'm looking for haunted objects, which are in the family, good, preferably bad, meaning negative energy, more than positive energy, and anybody that's had an actual experience with it or having a loved one who has, you know, like touched them, reached out to them, you know, any of that stuff. So you can email me or you can message me, but we're still looking, and I still haven't found the right thing yet.
I have a painting, and I just thought of this now. It was from my great uncle who fought in World War II. He got the painting from a ship. I don't know where he got it from, but that every time I try to hang that thing, it falls off.
Really?
Yeah, I just honestly think that the hook is weak, but
that's what I was saying.
I mean, if you want, you could have it to check out.
It's something to think
of. It was on a World War II ship. Listen, Jeff, you know I love you, and I may not be first choice with a lot of things, but you don't have a lot of options right now.
Take the painting.
Energy healer. You're an energy coach, right? Life coach?
Intuitive coach.
Raven Adams is with us. You must know some people with haunted things.
Well, that's why I was just telling Jeff. I'm going to repost the video on my photography account and on my Lead With Energy account.
Okay.
See if I know of anybody. See if I get any messages.
That would be great.
What is that called again? Psychometry?
Psychometry.
Hang on.
I'm really surprised you haven't gotten anybody.
We did, but they weren't exactly what we need.
Mm-hmm. Raven, tap the mic. It's the other one.
Well, you're like very hyper today.
Yeah.
He's excited to be here. All the way from Queens. Phineas the Frenchie, if you check out 94.3 The Shark on Facebook. Now, psychometry is when you read energy off an object, right? But
yes.
Can't that get tricky if more than one person touches the object?
Usually, the energy will be real, real strong with the person because they've had it enough times. It's like what you get with antiques. It's the same thing, but usually it's the person that's had it or claimed it. That's the person that ends up, you know, you're getting their vibration.
So, like, if you grab somebody's keys?
Yes.
Because I notice any time I've seen somebody do psychometry, they always ask for the keys, and they, as Raven puts her keys down.
Those are yours.
Are they? I don't even want to know what energy you're feeling off of my keys, sir. You, doing all right today?
I'm fine.
We worry about you, you know. He was 15 minutes late today from when he normally was.
He literally was like, I have to leave and go find Jeff. I'll be back.
I got nervous, like a proud parent or something. I'm like, where have you been? That being said, this is the final Media Mink of 2021. Raven, people come to you constantly for advice, the changes in their life. This is a very pivotal point in, I think, everybody's life, and it has nothing to do with their own personal choices. There's a lot going on. So how do you coach somebody knowing that so much of everybody's life right now depends on the next 4 months and might be out of their hands?
Surrender. There's only so much that you can do yourself, and that's been a big lesson for me. It's kind of like a joke with me and my friends, that word surrender, like the Hangman tarot card. I mean, you can only do so much, but some things are out of your hands. So it's like you can sit there and try to fight and resist it, or you can say, universe, God, this is happening right now. I'm going to stay in the best vibration that I can and just deal with that.
It's tense. Social media is a freaking disaster. You try to make a couple of jokes here and there, but everybody's arguing about something or other. You know, now everybody are stock trade experts with what was going on with GameStop. I feel like we were political experts, then we were medical experts. Now we're all versed in the stock market. But I don't know how you guys as coaches wade through things that are out of your control and into your control. Like, okay, so you surrender, but there are still things you can do within that. But how do you as coaches determine what can be predicted and what can't be? Because I know everybody's probably asking about the virus, right?
Yeah, well, think of it this way. Like, energy changes all the time. So, for example, let's say somebody has something with their job.
Okay.
Let's say somebody keeps applying for a new job. So if you put out that certain frequency and energy that you want something, but if you have a certain attachment that you want a specific job and you're too attached to it, you're probably not going to get it because you're putting out like an anxiety frequency. So that's what I mean as far as surrender. Once you surrender to a higher power, that's when little things will start falling into your place. You'll randomly be at the grocery store and you run into somebody because they have the job that you want.
Okay.
You know? I'm saying surrender in a sense, like leave it more up to source energy, but still make those small steps.
So
inspired action.
So there is such a thing as wanting things too much. Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, earlier on in my life, I always felt that. I was like, maybe got too aggressive with wanting a job or something like that. But then how do you use this universal energy stuff to, or how do you guide somebody through something like that? I mean, some personality types are more intense than others, right?
Absolutely. It depends on the client that I have. So let's say I have a client that I work with for a month that wants to manifest a new job. It just depends on the person. I do a lot of visualization work with them, and then I'll do the daily cards with them as well. So once they get more in tune with their self-awareness and spirit, they'll see certain signs where they're like, oh, I knew I was supposed to quit that job. I got a sign in my dream, or I saw something on the street. So it's just self-awareness.
You just looked at me when you said that, Jeff. Am I quitting my job?
No, not at all.
I made it.
Avocado just walked in with a plate.
Yeah. Had to.
It was an avocado.
Lawrence just scared the Jesus out of me over there. Because I went around the corner to get a thing of water and I was not expecting him to be there. And it was
Raven, got a new deck of tarot cards.
Yes.
Oh, lovely. Love that.
So,
thank you, Jeff.
Normally what you leave for people in the street are oracle cards, right?
No, they're all different. It's angel cards, oracle cards, tarot cards. And then I have a post-it note on the back of it. So I'll leave a little means. I left actually a lot around here before I came up here today, around this area.
In the building?
No, certain shops around the area.
It's interesting because I don't know where the heck you would hide anything around here.
There's places.
What? Under a pineapple? Can't wait.
You got plenty of those.
Yeah.
So what is the difference between oracle cards, angel cards, and tarot cards?
They all have different symbolism. Tarot is more strict and traditional. A lot of people like tarot. I, with most of my readings, like I said last time, I have certain decks that I use oracle.
Okay.
The artwork I'm really drawn to and the symbolism. Because you, like, these three decks that I have right here, I've had for a long time. So they're kind of like my babies. I use them all the time.
If somebody were coming to you for a specific thing, like they want advice on their future love life or future employment history, is there a different deck that you would use? Like, is tarot good for one thing, oracle for the other?
It depends on the person. phone. Like, I can be in the middle of a reading, and then I'll be like, okay, I need to use this stuff. And I'll start flipping. I just intuitively go to what I'm pulled to.
I mean, you predicted both Stevie and I accurately as blank last time you were here. You did it with the tarot. You just said pull one card.
Yeah. I think people make it. It depends on the person. Some people like doing, you know, a 20-card spread for a career, love, or whatever. I just don't feel I need that. I can tell a story by looking at something.
So the tarot cards are really just a story, and it's up to you to use your intuition to figure out how that story applies to them, right?
Yeah.
Well, my mother's been doing this for years, and she tried to explain it to me a million times, but but each individual card could mean something different for each person, right?
100%.
And what I've always learned, like, death almost never means actual death.
It means transformation.
Okay.
For a lot of people.
That card scared the hell out of me when I was a kid. And the devil card.
Yeah, that card scares a lot of people. Usually the devil card does mean addiction, drugs,
okay,
alcohol, something like that. But for the death card, people get afraid, and they don't need to.
Now, some of the more ominous cards in the deck, like the Tower card, right? Isn't that one of the...
See, I think the Tower card is perfect. Like, it represents 2020. It definitely is. Its systems are falling right now, and now we have to rebuild ourselves up.
Sure.
Everybody has to rebuild themselves up right now.
And that's what the Tower is?
Well,
crumbling to rebuild?
Crumbling to rebuild. So, again, you can look at that as a horrible card, or you can look at it as... Again, like a rebirth. Again, I don't find that card necessarily scary. Some people do. But I think it's a good card because when I see that card for a lot of people, it's kind of like you had this idea of your life.
True.
And it's crumbling down, all these illusions, which is kind of cool. And now you have the opportunity to build yourself back up.
And it might be that forced change. Like a lot of us don't like change.
Well, of course. It's forced change. Right. That's what the card is, which is... It makes people nervous. Yeah.
Now, if somebody has a personality type where they resist this type of stuff, could telling them these things be negative? Or, like, do people have to come with an open mind?
I don't think it's negative. I put intentions out when I do readings. And for me, I put out an intention. I'll attract clients that are open to it. Those are the type of clients I want, that are open to learning about spirit, that are open to learning about themselves. So depending on the client, is depending on how I present that.
I mean, listening to my mom do this for years, I know about certain cards because they tend to come up. A lot of people seem to have the same problems.
Yeah.
You know, like if they're looking for like love life and stuff. And there are different meanings with some cards when they're upside down, right?
Yeah. But you don't have to. It depends on the reader. You don't have to read tarot reverse.
Yeah. Well, I remember telling my mom once that there was a tarot card reader that I ran into at a bar. There was some psychic night. And she had mentioned in passing that she doesn't believe in reading them upside down. For the next 10 minutes, my mother told me what a fraud this woman was, screaming and yelling. And but she's 68 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
She was taught one way, and that's it. You're not going to change her mind.
Well, that's like mediums. Mediumship, there's different types of ways people are trained in mediumship. That doesn't mean that they're a horrible medium. You know, everybody, I feel like, really do feel like every healer psychic is unique in the way they do things.
You're very skeptical of some of the mediums out there. Like, every medium that's been on the show has been handpicked by Jeff. Like, that's one. I've had numerologists and tarot card readers that were friends of my mom, but I will not mess with mediums. That's Jeff's thing. Like, that he's
very good at what he does.
Yeah, but he also is very good at picking out frauds. What was the life insurance thing?
No, I had a client that was a young girl. She must have been like 26. Came newly married, and she's like, oh, my God, I went to this person, and this person told me that my husband's going to be dead in a year. And, you know, they have a history of heart stuff in the family, which his dad had passed from. And, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then she looked at me, and I was like, and I said to her, I said, did you, offer to sell you life insurance? She looked at me. She's like, yeah. I go, did you buy it? She goes, yeah. I go, well, there's your answer.
Yeah, which is why when it comes to mediums, that's Jeff's call.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of...
See, Raven, you said I was going to find love.
I mean, listen, I'm really good at what I do.
Whoa, easy, Finn.
I know, he likes the ears.
He loves the ears.
Now, you made a prediction for me about my dating life, and it was based off of one card that I happened to pull. Is that always the case? Because most tarot card readers will use multiple cards, right?
Yeah, well, I don't really look at other tarot card readers to do it exactly like them. Like,
sure.
If somebody books a reading with me, let's say love or a career,
yeah.
I'll do over. Well, I'm laughing. I'll pull like the overall energy of that person and their love life, and then I'll ask spirit to action steps for them on what they should do to get into alignment with love.
Oh, I'm aligned. I got all the love is aligned right now. I might need an ear infection. Maria Jean says, could she pull a card for me? I don't know if that could be done. Can that be done through a Maria Jean?
Of course.
All right, Maria Jean. Raven's going to pull a card.
Yeah. Does she want anything? Actually, let me just
make
a card for her for highest alignment.
All right.
Tell me your name again.
Maria Jean. All right, buddy.
He's excited.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's because it's somebody's birthday tomorrow.
It is Lawrence's birthday tomorrow.
Yes! Lenore, it's not my puppy. It's my buddy Lawrence's puppy.
Yeah. Well, it's still Phineas's birthday. So her card is, I asked her what she needs to know right now. So her card is round and round in reverse. So there's something that she's going around in circles, with something in her life where she's not. There's some belief system she does need to let go of, or something with friendships or relationships where she's just going around in circles. But Spirit is saying, we're giving you chance after chance to realign yourself, and you're not seeing the signs. So she needs to take some time this week. I would suggest writing out what isn't working in her life and where she's going in circles. It's like she's finding herself in a spot over and over again where she's like, oh, I'm here again. So she needs to reevaluate things in her life where she's going in circles.
Maria Jean, let us know if that is something that makes sense to you, because a lot of times what Raven might be saying is the truth, but we just don't want to hear it. I mean, he's told me things many times where I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
You know, like, they were true. I refused to tell him that, though, mm-hmm. because I don't want to blow his head up too much.
I know. I remember the first time I did the podcast, Orlando goes, just don't give him too much of it.
Were you watching a couple of weeks ago when he called the next caller?
No, what happened?
This woman named Sheila called, and Jeffrey, you could hear interference, you could hear noise, and he clearly was thrown off. And he's like, listen to me, Janice, you need to start worrying about Janice. Stop thinking about anybody else but Janice. And he says it like five times. Then he's like, you're not answering me. I'm like, that's because her name is Sheila. So he's like, I'm sorry. And she hangs up. The next phone call, I was like, hi, Medium Inc. Your name isn't Janice, is it? She's like, yeah, it's Janice. And Stevie and I were just like, come on!
And her mother's name is Janice.
Was Janice, yeah.
Her mother's name is Janice.
See, he knows his stuff.
You know, he's...
For sure.
He's the best in the game, and we know that, which is why he's doing this thing for a TV project that we need to get you some...
We will. It'll get done. I'm not overly concerned. It has to be the right thing. You know, like something that spits pea soup or something good.
I'm sure Finn could spit pea soup. He threw up on his way in.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Do you want to examine the dog?
No. Finn isn't a dog. Finn's a person.
That is me, Janice. Yes, Janice. That was...
Oh, Janice is in?
Janice is in.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, listen, Jeffrey has many times proven himself over and over in real time on the show with things that nobody could have known. Raven, every guest that we have has pulled something. Like, Jeffrey... predicted the name of Pineapple. Like, I have it in print. You've predicted things. And when you had me pull that card and said, who around you rides horses, I didn't realize what it meant at the time, but it was my grandmother who was obsessed with the OTB. And sometimes we need to think about the interpretations, right? Like, you'll see a horse
Absolutely.
Rider and...
So let's say, for example, you know how I hide the cards all around New York City?
Yeah.
A lot of the times I'll place those cards, and it's not like I know exactly what that person is going through. I just completely surrender and leave it up to spirit. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy the messages I get where people message me. I one time left a balance card in Astoria Park, and this guy messages me, and he goes, I just want to thank you for the balance card, because I'm actually, he goes, it's so crazy. He goes, balance has been the theme of my life the past year. It happened a couple years ago. He goes, I'm actually nominated for a Grammy, a Latin Grammy. And guess what the name of his album was?
Balance.
And he ended up winning.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's freaking awesome. That would take that as a sign of the half.
You can't make that shit up. You know what I mean?
No.
You can't make it up. So it was good confirmation for me as well.
I noticed one of the comments, also something I want to address. Last night, I got a friend request on Facebook from psychic medium Jeffrey Wands.
You too? Yeah. I
got that. I got it too.
Yep.
And if you clicked on the page, all the podcasts were up.
Yeah.
Really?
We were all on that.
But it was all stuff. It was just all reshared like within a couple minutes of each other, not in real time.
Well, it happened to me last night as well. Somebody made a fake account of my lead with energy. So my DMs were like blowing up, being like, Raven, they are trying to get money.
What are people trying to do? Do they really think that they're going to fool people to get like fake readings? And like,
yeah, because they ask for money.
Yeah. Yeah. I have screenshots from last night from a ton of my clients. It's crazy.
I really should be like, hey, man, I want a reading.
Oh, that's what I do. I mess with them. Yeah. Oh, I messed with one of yours a couple months ago.
Really?
And the guy goes, he goes, I have to go to my temple and speak with my ancestors, and I'll get back with you. And I just go, you know, you guys all like to joke. If you ever find these people, oh, I will play with them, go back and forth.
You know who it is. It's there's somebody who constantly...
The spammer guy.
The spammer guy that is the caster, the spell caster who will bring love in your life and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
On Instagram a month ago, somebody requested me as Jeffrey. And I was like, I don't think you're Jeffrey. He's like, well, how do you know? I'm like, because I'm Jeffrey's co-host.
I actually know him.
I just left him like 10 minutes ago.
Did he block you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he blocked me.
Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking with this person. Unless they're watching right now and they're onto my plan, that's why I would love a reading.
Yeah.
I'm never going to get a request from a fake Jeffrey ever again.
You'll get more.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have a great aunt named Gladys, and she was a pirate. And I want to know if she left me any treasure somewhere around Conkuma.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? Do I have any gold coming to me?
Right, exactly, people. Listen, I love that we get to do this, and I love how you guys have helped so many people over the years, but I despise people that take advantage of this type of thing. And you are dealing with vulnerable people, right? I mean, that's what this all is that when somebody is desperate for an answer, you could really screw with them if you wanted to.
Oh, you could. That's why it's really unfortunate that there's frauds out here that take advantage of people's energy.
You've all been accused of being frauds. How do you personally, I mean, Jeffrey just kind of gives them the middle finger metaphorically. How do you handle people that come to you with so much doubt?
That's a great question. Do you mean as far as like they don't believe in psychics or mediums?
Right, but yet they're somehow talking to you because I watched it with my mom. I don't believe in psychics. Then why are you sitting in my living room?
Yeah. So I feel like years ago I was a little insecure with my abilities. And so I would try to over-explain what I did. And now I feel like I'm at a point where I kind of just don't care. Like, if you don't believe in what I do, that's fine. I'm just going to do me, and I'm going to stay in alignment. And that's all. There's no point in me worrying about it or trying to overprove my worth to somebody. There's no point.
I'm sure there are many stubborn people out there that can screw with any prediction just by refusing to accept what you tell them. So what happens when you tell somebody something and then they constantly come back to you blaming you for it not happening or coming true because they're doing something to stop any fortune or any positivity coming to them?
Well, that's where I think as any healer or medium, you kind of have to put your foot down. Yeah. Because if I was continually, I know there's it's crazy. If somebody comes to me asking about the same guy over and over, it's like I have to stop them. And I actually had this recently because I already intuitively knew. I'm like, you're asking me about the same guy you asked about months ago. And you keep asking me about him. I go, so I'm not going to do a reading on him, this guy, because I already know the answer. He's not into you. I didn't say it like that, but.
You should.
You know what I mean?
You really
but
should have.
I go, but it's not like we've went over this before. But if you do, some people don't want to do the work, though. A lot of this is you have to do the work on yourself. And I don't mean that in a negative sense. But if you want to improve any area of your life, it's shadow work. It's inner child work. And some people don't want to do that. They just want a pill. You know, they want a spell, like Jeffrey was saying, that guy. They just want a spell, and then they meet the man of their dreams. It's a lot of intention work. You got to get yourself on a certain frequency and vibration to attract certain things.
Well, I don't think you need to believe in any sort of psychic ability or intuition or universal stuff to know that if you continue to put the same things out there, you're going to get the same things back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody's dating life won't change unless they look in different places. You see that time and again, regardless of what any fortune says. You could tell somebody, here's what you do. But if you're hanging out in the same bar over and over again with the same people, no one knew is ever going to walk through that bar.
It's true. No, you make a good point, for sure.
Or Spammer's back.
Oh,
is he?
How exciting. Hi. I'm sending you lots of love.
You know what? We'll just do this right now. C-Thread, I'm going to reach out for a reading. If Flaky... Aguale is his name.
Oh,
if Flaky, why don't you just call in? If you are as legit as you claim you are, call in right now. You got four people right here. Give us some sort of prediction. Tell us something about us that we don't know. If you're not a Flaky, I'm hanging up. Hi, you're on with Media Mink. Not a Flaky. I only want a Flaky right now. We're going to go into the calls in a little bit. Hi, you're on with Media Mink.
Hey, how you doing? I wanted to find out if it's Jeffrey.
We're not doing that right now. I opened the phone specifically for one specific spammer.
All right, I see you.
Oh, stop being a Scrooge. He wants love, Jeff. Give him some freaking love.
I know.
But...
He wants everybody's attention right now.
Inbox me for your accurate readings.
Oh, my God. Do it.
Can you screenshot this guy? Now I really want to mess with him.
He's in Lagos, Nigeria. I just friend requested him. I would screenshot him, but my phone is the camera.
I actually yelled at him. I got him one time, and I'm like, he goes, well, I was just trying to help you. I'm like,
No, you're not.
I was like, you're trying to scam people.
Exactly.
Steal business from you. That's a great way to help. All right. Let's see if he... Stevie, you request them too. Like, I do. I absolutely hate people like this. Well, on that note, if Flaky, if you want to call in, it's like, what does he do? Is he a medium? What does he claim he is?
He is a love caster. So he will definitely cast love in your direction.
Stevie and I are fine.
Get his number.
listen, I already made the phone call. Happy birthday.
So, like, your best friend Lawrence is over there.
He's awesome.
He has terrible luck when it comes to relationships, as we all did.
Maybe this guy can help him.
But this is the thing. Raven was
in. Request him too, Lawrence.
You nailed Stevie and me perfectly. Is it more difficult when you know somebody so well that you can't...
You know what's so funny is we joke together and we'll pull cards for ourselves, but I've never actually done like a detailed love reading for you, have I? No.
Maybe
right
that's
now.
The problem,
do it
Lawrence.
Live,
yeah.
Do it live.
Lawrence, go, yeah, let's...
Do you want to... He's nervous.
I want to see how this works. It's fine.
Do you want to get on camera?
Oh God,
jump
camera
up,
Lawrence,
pull the...
Come on. Would you like some pineapple?
Yeah,
now, Raven, what you'll have to do, because the screens are blocking, is as he pulls cards, you need to mention what they are.
You can see him on camera.
Him, but they can't see the cards. So,
I'm blocked.
Cards,
say what they are. For sure. All right, Lawrence, are you ready?
All right, this is how this stuff works.
To rumble? You ready to rumble? This is going to be fun because
How long have you guys known each other?
How many?
You own a dog together, pretty much.
Basically, he's my dog. Yeah.
My dog.
Well, my dog. Do you want to fight?
You fight like you're married. How have you not done one of these on him?
I don't think I have. done like a detailed one on them for love.
Like, we pull like random,
random cards. Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna pull the.
You know what show I've actually gotten into? Which
what?
You'll laugh at.
Will and Grace.
What?
No.
Why do you gotta stereotype?
Yeah.
90 Day Fiance.
Oh, I've seen
it's
like one
insane.
Episode.
It's insane.
Yeah.
If you want to watch something else, watch Love Is Blind. Totally.
That
yeah.
shit show.
But one of the couples they're like married now, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, it was a reality show and it worked?
We'll see.
I mean, the characters on there, it gets very intense. Like this guy from Georgia meets this girl from Russia, and they own a family farm, and she gets very upset because I guess they, you know, eat from the farm, mm-hmm. and she was going back to Russia. This is not working for me. And, you know, you people kill animals, and I'm like,
oh. Oh, my gosh. Well, we might have to watch it and see. Maybe we'll get you on there, Lawrence.
Maybe we'll get you a 90-day fiancé.
Yeah. Okay, so let me pick the overall energy. If you get the one card I'm thinking of, I will laugh so hard. You already know what I'm thinking
of. So the question is,
yeah.
Lawrence's love life, is it going to improve? That's what we're working on.
Well, yeah, I'm going to ask
Spirit.
Well,
how about
Spirit.
Is he going to have one? How
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
I was
yeah,
trying to be
exactly.
nice, Jeff.
Hear me? Like, I
just
love, I know, I yeah. love this podcast because we just, like, read each other and just laugh. I love you guys. Okay, so that's us all the time, too. Yeah. And I know Phineas is like, gosh, my humans are crazy.
Right, and yet we don't have our own show.
I know.
You guys would be the reality show that I would watch.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we talk about this all the time. Where is my contract? Somebody reach. Yeah, where are the cameras? Okay, overall energy for Lawrence for his love life right now. And then I'll ask Spirit two action steps that he needs to take to get into alignment with love.
Imagine, Lawrence. Imagine that person you want to be with.
Yes, right. Visualize.
Ryan,
okay, so he clearly likes men that aren't emotionally available or available. Well, listen, we have lots of jokes about that. Me too, okay.
So it works the same way in the gay community that it does in the straight community.
I think it works worse.
Yeah, all right, just checking.
Okay, I picked the first card. Hold on, let me pick. Aw, you already look sad. Don't worry. Angels, put love all around them.
I'm holding up the magic pineapple for you, Lawrence.
Okay, action stuff he needs to take. Oh, see, I knew one of these were going to come up.
What came up?
So the first card is Orphaned in Reverse. Give me one sec. Orphaned in Reversed. Ooh, that's interesting. Ugh, he doesn't look happy. Jeff, I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and then you can chime in.
No, I'm saying that.
Okay, so
have another piece of pineapple.
Yeah, just yeah. Does somebody have like a shot of whiskey? He can. Yeah. So the overall energy for his love life is Orphaned in Reverse. So that's basically saying the energy around you is, you feel like you are very alone right now, and you feel very you do feel very sad about this. You feel like you can only rely on yourself. And you kind of have to do everything by yourself, and you're never going to have that partner where you can kind of, like, relax into who you are.
So is he putting that out, and that's what's turning people off? That's what's turning the guys off because nobody can get through?
Well, not necessarily. Like, here, I'll explain the other cards, okay. And I will say that.
He's eccentric. That's the problem.
Well,
he gets eccentric, and then he...
I just don't know how you don't get tail with that dog.
Wait, Jeff, I thought you weren't going to chime in. No, go, Jeff.
He is. He's eccentric, and he's misunderstood. And,
exactly. But
he doesn't make an effort, so...
He's one of the best... I mean, obviously, he's my best friend, so I say that, but he really is a great guy. But the action step is Unfinished Symphony. So it's kind of like that round and round card that I got for that girl earlier. It's like, again, you're going around and round as far as like your belief systems, as far as attracting the same guy. So, but again, Spirit is like, we're giving you opportunities to change this, but it's up to you to take those steps. But the second action card that I got for him is Karmic Path. So this is actually
a lesson.
But this was like what I'm getting. This... Like, before you were even born, like, you were supposed to go through this. And I know, like,
this is his destiny.
Well, it is his destiny. Not that he's not going to find love. I don't mean that. But everything that he's been going through is a part of his karmic path. And it's been planned this way because he had to learn certain things about his soul and about himself. So a lot of people get mad about love. about career, certain things like that. But when you look at it from a higher perspective, there is a bigger soul lesson that we're learning. I mean, I definitely believe in multiple lifetimes. So when I see this card, Karmic Path, like...
Now it's Babalo. He changed his name.
Oh, hi. I like the name change. So, yeah, that's interesting, the Karmic Path. I like that one coming up for you.
We have a couple of instant messages, which we'll get to in just a moment. But was that weird, reading your best friend? And how does how do you guys not get drunk and throw the tower cards out like...
Oh, we do.
they said that in chorus.
That was scary.
We call it Spirits with the
Spirits. Oh, see, wouldn't that be a great show?
Oh, my God, that would have been a great, that'd be a great podcast.
I know. See, maybe that's it.
I think we all need a show, like Friends, but like the 2021 weird version.
Oh, my gosh.
Can it get weirder than this?
Nothing will get weirder than this.
Yeah.
This is the most eccentric group ever. We have a couple of messages from a Nancy, which Jeffrey is getting to now.
Oh?
Pineapple's mom.
Oh. I'm like, why are you looking?
Would you stop coordinating crimes, felonies at that on the podcast, please? We do not do that kind of thing here. Babalo just hit up your mom. Babalo just hit up Pineapple's mom for a reading.
So she's gonna go back and forth with him. This is amazing.
Is she gonna?
I hope not.
Is Nancy gonna entertain them?
No, I mean as a joke.
Just maybe text mom and tell her not to answer
Jeffrey,
any.
Don't answer anything.
Just in case. Well, no, we know she's smarter than that, but I don't know if she realizes that not everybody on the show is a friend. She's like, oh, it's one of their friends.
What I mean? You got to be careful. But see, that's unfortunate because this guy could, if he wanted to, just take the names from your podcast and message and say, hey, I'm a friend of Jeff's or Orlando's. I work with him. They use so many different things.
I ban him every week and see, he must make new accounts.
Well, that's what they do. Yeah.
And if he didn't think about doing that, now he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to get to the psychic calls in just about 10 minutes. If you want Raven to pull a card for you, just let us know what it is you're looking for, and she'll pull a card. Tara, we think so, but it's still kind of weird. Tara, do you want Raven to predict your love life? She'll need like 4 decks of cards. She's my best friend. I could say that.
Oh, now you're being shady.
She's made fun of me I don't know how many times. Like, when she first met Pineapple, she was like, thank you.
Aww.
Thank you very much. I don't have to hear it anymore.
Everybody said thank you.
Yeah. No, I do. You really do have a beautiful energy. Yeah.
I didn't say which Tara.
No, she's saving herself.
Completely. He needed it.
The couple of weeks ago, there was a couple of friends on.
What? Phineas.
Patricia Landesina says, Raven, please pull a card for health. Patricia Landesina.
I don't usually do health that often.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
But I have to be careful with that, with people with
so
health.
So Todd Lung says, can you pull a card out for love life?
What's his name?
Todd Lung, L-U-N-G.
Todd Lung, of course.
He's the one that nicknamed Pineapple.
Oh,
he's one of our
regulars. Do you know him in person?
No, actually, no. Never met him.
Ah, he's on a lot though.
Yep.
Okay, Todd, a card for your love life. What does Spirit want you to know? All I hear behind me is Phineas, like.
So it's going to get heavy. The heavy pan thing.
Maybe that's a sign. Maybe that's a sign.
That's a sign.
Todd's a sign.
Lucky.
Yeah. See, there we go, Orlando. You're psychic, too. You just caught on to those signs instantly. Okay, Todd, a card for your love life. Ooh. There's some disloyalty in your love life right now, so be careful with people around you that aren't honest with you. But I feel like you need to be honest with yourself about your love life. Like, you're kind of lying to yourself about something. So get real with yourself about what you want and what you expect of the other person. Not that you should try to change the other person, but be very aware of your own truth and other people around you, because there's some dishonest energy around you.
And he's a real good guy, so good luck with that, brother. All right, Lenore Russo. Lenore Russo wants to know about her career.
Lenore Russo. Sure.
She's on a lot, too, I believe. Lenore. Yeah, Melissa, I would never have her pull a love card for you. Not
oh,
in public.
Oh, no.
These are all my friends.
All from the center of Long Island?
The center of Long Island.
You know what that sounded,
which would be Ronkonkoma.
You know what that sounded like.
we had a nice little battle about that yesterday. That was
so
fun.
Pineapple was under the belief that her town was the center of Long Island. I knew for a fact that it was Ronkonkoma. Ronkonkoma is dead center, east, west, north, south. So it was a debate until Stevie looked it up.
I Googled it. What is the center of Long Island? And it said Ronkonkoma.
What, the lake?
Just Ronkonkoma.
No, the town. It's exit 59 off the expressway.
Okay. So what I get for her overall energy is between worlds. So she's either at a job right now where she wants to switch, like right now. Her energy's like half in her old job or half in a new job, where it's like a complete split energy. But sometimes for this card for me as well is you're wanting to travel. You're wanting to have your career someplace completely different. But you're in the middle of a transition right now. So that's what the Between Worlds card is. Action set for you is release. So with your career, if you're in something right now, or if you've been doing something for a while, Spirit's like, let go of this completely. You're supposed to be doing something new. You're supposed to be letting go of an idea of a career that you had. They want you to find something that really, really brings you joy. The other action card for you is Treasure in reverse. You're not knowing your worth, so you really need to put your foot down as far as finances. You need to change your belief systems as far as what you deserve, as far as money, as far as prosperity. Because once you change that belief system, you'll get more alignment as far as a career that you deserve.
So Jill says, whatever the guy's name is, get your own show. I would love for that guy to get a show and then we could just crash his every day.
Yeah.
Jeff, maybe we should just crash another psychic show just to see what it's like to be that annoying.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You find like the fake ones? Yeah.
I still want him to come with me to that shop that I was talking about last week.
Let's do it.
Which one?
I'll tell you off camera. It was
ooh,
a real shady.
Juicy.
Yeah. Yeah, it really pissed me off. We're going to do one more because now Jeffrey Wands get lost. Just be nice.
To the guy, to
the spammer. Oh, I thought he said that to you.
No.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Pissed me off.
See, I need to log on
Lenore
when
says,
I'm not
you.
On the show.
Yeah,
and that'd be fun. Yeah. That'd be a blast.
All right, so one more, because Melissa Lang says, okay, now, Big Mouth, fine. Pull a card for my love life. Missy or Melissa Lang?
Is she your best friend?
A very, very good friend of mine, yes. Tara. Tara said, don't you dare. So I won't, because I don't want her to kill me.
Okay.
But Melissa Lang.
Oh, okay, so I am pulling from
yes.
Melissa. Okay. Melissa, what does she need to know for her love
Melissa
life?
Melissa Lang wants to know about her love life. She's Melissa not Lang. Here. She's in another state.
She's where?
Different state.
Okay. Melissa, what does she need to know about her love life? You know how I was talking about surrender earlier?
Yeah.
So her card is the Fates. So don't try so hard right now when it comes to love. Just put simple intentions out on what you want and let the universe, you're going to get certain signs from Spirit to lead you in the right direction. But the Fates card is saying surrender right now. Don't put too much energy. Don't put too much of a hold on a specific person. Relax right now. Things are divine timing. So she doesn't have to worry about anything right now. Surrender is her word right now.
Lay back and let things happen.
Chill. Let things happen. She'll see certain signs. Just right. Relax right now.
Once again, my love life just picked up.
Yeah.
Again.
Lots of passion for you today, Orlando.
All right. We're going to open up the phone lines in just a moment. 631-955-0943. Jose, this doggy has its own page, Phineas the Frenchie.
Yeah, follow him.
Its own Instagram page. Definitely follow him. Well...
Wow.
He gets paid partnerships and all that jazz.
Hi, you're on with Media Mick.
Yeah. Hi.
Who's this?
Ken, how are you?
Jeff, you're going to have to ask the questions. I can't hear what Finn's tongue in my ear.
Hey, Kim.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
I just was wondering how the future's going today.
Well, you have a future, so that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's funny. When you were saying that, I felt like it was on a roller coaster. And I'm twisting and I'm turning and I'm twisting and I'm turning, but I don't get thrown out of the roller coaster. So I take that as being that with all the changes and all the things that are coming, you're actually going to end up clearing the path where you're going to feel much better about stuff. So this is definitely going to be like a new beginning for you.
Okay. What about relationship-wise?
Well, what do you think I was talking about?
Life in general.
No, I was talking about relationships because your relationships are definitely a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And you need to clear out the old and bring in the new, and you have not found somebody who's not dysfunctional. So once you get that out of your system, you will get there.
Okay. Do you see me moving anytime soon?
Yeah, there should be a move actually by... I would say to you before May.
Before May.
Yes, it's good move.
Good move. Okay.
All right, you're gonna go through a lot of changes. Just it's kind of like just go with it and stop worrying about it.
That's what I have to do.
Yeah, because you're fighting it. To be honest with you.
I am.
Yeah, of course. You're not gonna change this person, and it doesn't matter because it's not going to work out.
You sound like you already know what Jeffrey's saying, hon.
I do.
Well, I don't know what you know, it's like the Titanic. Someone said to you, get off at the dock. You're refusing to get off at the dock. You're not responsible for fixing this. You cannot fix this. It's impossible.
Okay.
And relationships are based on trust. If you don't have trust, you have zero probability of thinking and expecting and even wanting this to work. It hasn't worked so far. It's not going
to
be.
It doesn't sound like you want to accept what he's saying, but it also sounds like you already know what he was. You already knew what he was going to say. Right?
Right.
So what's the next step for you?
To jump off the roller coaster.
Yeah, but you seem to like it. You thrive on craziness.
No psychic can help you at this point, hon. You can help you. He told you what you need to do, right? So the next step is going to be change.
Correct.
Can you do it?
No. I can do it.
I don't think so. Because I don't think you want to.
It doesn't sound like you're accepting that.
You've been told this already, and this is stuff that should have been cleared out 4 months ago. So you're at that point. Either you get it or you don't, but you're being your own worst enemy. You're better than that, unless you don't want to be happy. Be my guest.
No, I do.
Well... real easy change.
So the fingers crossed for you, honey. And look, it happens. We get stuck. But you got the information. What happens now is up to you.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a great night, hon.
You too.
So while all this was going on, that dude friend requested me, and I just sent him a message. Hey, are you psychic? And let's see what happens. While that was going on, Finn sneezed right in my face, point blank.
Listen, that means love.
Like
that means love.
Maybe,
just take
it. Maybe Finn is jealous of pineapple.
Hi, you're on the media,
Mick.
Right? Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Lori. How are you?
Lori, how are you tonight, honey? You sound happy.
I kind of am. I really wanted to say, I don't know if you guys remember me, but my daughter's dog had passed away extremely tragically, unexpectedly, just before Christmas. And I had talked to Jeffrey about that in the sign that we got for my grandmother in the necklace that I ordered for her.
I remember that.
I just want to thank you guys so much a million times over because there was a bunch of little things that popped up around that time period. And it was like we knew it was her. And it was the first time that we all got those messages that she passed away 7 years ago. And it was something that was really hard for all of us because we weren't feeling her around us, and my daughter and I were incredibly close. My grandmother was my mother.
Well, she was like your mom. She considered you hers.
Yes, that's true.
But she said she doesn't do dishes and she doesn't clean anymore.
And I am so thankful for that because there's a big risk in the family in that situation. And
you have to just let that go. Yeah. It's not your fault.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
It's not your fault. You don't have any control over it. And you have to let things play out.
Right. And we've all kind of made our peace with that situation and that scenario that involved my mom. As bad as it sounds, everybody has pretty much walked away from her because of the person she is, the things that she's done to my grandmother.
Yeah. Well, your mom was a very problematic child. You know that.
Yes.
And yes. Honestly... If your grandmother forgave her, then you need to let it go.
Well, and my grandmother was a forgiving person.
Your grandmother took a lot of crap from people, but always managed to find the good in people.
Yep. She sure did, and she would fight us tooth and nail, but not fight. Please don't fight. Don't fight. It's not worth it.
Well, she wanted the family to be united. That was a big deal to her.
Everybody else, I went through it was a horrible relationship about 8-9 years ago.
9.
And I finally got away from him. I actually had to move to another state.
I'm not surprised. You're like Jennifer, not, what was that movie with?
Enough, Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
Oh my God, I just admitted that. I knew that in public.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So proud of you.
It's on live.
Man.
You're ready for a relationship who's not psychotic, who hasn't been certifiably been arrested or crazy or been put away, so you're ready for something good.
Yes. And I have dated, I don't know if it's just me or if it's the place in life.
You're afraid. No, you're afraid of making a mistake, that's all. Of course I do. That's why I'm saying you just have to open your heart up a little bit and then things are going to come your way.
Okay.
It's coming.
Thank you.
It's coming to a theater near you.
Hey, don't say that. I've had enough relationships that could have been movies. Don't.
I know. What do you think I said it for?
Apparently we could have J-Lo play you.
I don't know about that.
I mean, look.
Thank you.
Fingers crossed for you tonight, honey.
I listen to you guys every Sunday, Jeffrey. That whole thing with my grandmother and everything, I mean, even my daughter listening to it, like, we were just in tears because everything was so spot on. And it is stuff nobody could ever know about her. She was a totally different person.
Well, that's okay. It's just her way of letting you know that she's there.
All right, honey, we have to move on, but thank you very much.
Thank you guys so
take
much.
Take care.
Mr. Hyper.
I know. He is.
Oh, he's talking about Finn. Usually
yeah. we started talking about Lawrence's
Hi, you're wrong with Media Mink.
I went crazy. Yeah.
Hi, you're wrong with Media Mink. Hi, you're wrong with Media Mink.
Is that Babalu?
Be me. Hi, you're wrong with Media Mink.
Well, hi. My name is Monique, and I was wondering I'm in a class. I'm in the process of trying to move, and I'm looking to trying to find out if my home is around the corner.
Monique, I think before April you'll be moving.
Before April?
Yes.
Oh, man. I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah, you will. You just got to be a little patient. It has to be the right move. You don't want it to be the wrong move, and you don't want to end up being in the wrong place. Correct. You'll know. It'll fall into your lap. It'll end up being very good.
Okay.
So try not to worry, okay?
Okay. And also, I had spoke to you about 6 years ago, and you had told me that I was going to find love.
Yes.
And Mr. Jeffrey, I've been with my husband for 6 years.
There you go.
I've been with him for 6 years.
Well, that's okay. Listen, at least you picked somebody good this time.
Yeah.
Monique, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Cool.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like a Long Island voice. Well, congratulations on your love.
Thank you.
The laughing going on is not at you. We have a French bulldog running around, sneezing on us, spitting on us, and just having fun.
Yeah, I
can't. But congratulations, Sonny. Call back once in a while. Give us an update on how you're doing, okay?
Thanks, Moni.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, I've been instant messaging with a flaky.
What's he saying?
Send him a donation.
Through Cash App?
Through Cash App. And he'll do a reading.
Ask him how much it is. Did you ask him?
Well, he said, I don't accept cash, but I will accept the donation. I said, so I give you the donation first, then you do the reading? He said, yes.
Yeah.
My next question. So, I would imagine the larger the donation,
the more accurate the reading.
The longer and better the reading. All right, we'll take one or two more calls.
I'm loving this.
As I do my greatest Inspector Gadget. Hi, you're on with Medium Inc.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
How you doing, honey? What's up with all that energy?
I'm excited to talk to you guys.
All right. Yeah. Well, Jeffrey's right here if you'd like to speak to him. If you have a specific question about a specific thing, Raven can pull a tarot card as well, but I'll start you out with Jeffrey. He's right here.
Oh, perfect.
Told me I was getting to school in the Caribbean, and I did, medical school, and I was just wondering, am I going to stay at St. George's University, or am I going to move to a school in the state?
You're going to use St. George's as a platform to being able to move to the states, but the only thing with the states, which I see, is when you said that, I see Texas.
Okay.
So, but do well there. It's a good thing for you, okay? Because it gets your confidence, gets everything going in the right direction, and then you'll be able to make a change.
Beautiful. Thank you.
All right, and then love comes. So you're going to make a really good doctor.
Aw, thank you guys so much.
Listen, once you become a doctor, I got issues with my hips, so hit us back up, all right? Would you like Raven to pull a card for you? Do you have a okay?
Yeah, because I think you're good as far as career. What else is going on in your life? And I can ask Spirit a guidance card for you.
There's health. I was mainly concerned about the location. I'm concerned about my parents.
How about the next month? I'm going to pick a guidance card for you on what I see. I'm just going to pick one card, what Spirit wants you to know for the next month, okay? It is funny that you had called in last time when I was here. See how that's synchronistic? I love that.
It's fate.
It is.
The power of the pineapple.
It is, girl. Okay. Spirit, what does she need to know for the next month?
Yeah, I do.
Overall. Okay. Take time for yourself. You got the card time for a nap, so don't overdo it where you're stressing yourself out with school, with anything going on in your life. Take time for yourself. What do you do every week as far as like self-love and self-care for yourself?
Sleep and Netflix.
Okay.
That sounds like a great life.
That does. But yeah, don't overdo it this month. That's what I'm going to tell you. Take time for yourself, okay?
What's your favorite show on Netflix on?
So many, it's hard to decide. I've been recently watching, I got into Floyd, which is, I'm not liking that one, believe it or not. What other stuff on Netflix? I'm watching WandaVision on Disney Plus.
How is it? Because I'm dying to watch it and I just don't have the time yet.
WandaVision?
Yeah.
Oh, it's really good. It's so good. Okay. You gotta watch it.
I'll check it out. I appreciate the phone call. We're about to wrap things up, but thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you all so much.
Take care, honey.
Bye.
Todd said, if you've ever seen it on Amazon, Bosch.
No.
It's very good.
Never heard of it.
A Los Angeles detective. It's excellent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jeffrey actually has really good choices. We have, believe it or not, we have the same taste when it comes to TV shows, which is weird because we have nothing in common whatsoever.
I love those psychic detective shows. Ooh,
those are good.
Oh, yeah. Love those.
Our boy is hitting me up for donations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, on
ask him will he take dinars.
Isn't that Iraqi currency?
Yeah, see if he'll take dinars.
Yeah, I will. On that note, Raven, one last. Jillian, what would you like being asked while she's getting back to me? Let's talk a little bit about your website and what you do and how people can reach you.
Yeah. So my website is ravenadams.com. I do most of my readings. A lot of my work I post through Instagram. So if you guys want to add me at Lead With Energy, or my photography work is Rave New York. So if you want a reading, if you want to do my coaching program to improve your intuition, just send me a direct message through Lead With Energy. And be careful. Again, there's a lot of spam accounts going on. You'll know if it's the real me. My real website's on there. So it's just at Lead With Energy on Instagram. So just shoot me a DM or you can shoot me an email on my website.
All right. I'm not sure what Stephanie means. Would love a card from Raven. My CBS handle is Raven Beauty. I guess she also is a Raven.
Oh, that's funny.
What's CBS handle? CBS, the TV. Are you an actress?
Does she mean that's her Instagram handle? I have no idea.
I guess. Okay, Jillian, the card Jillian wants, she wanted to know, and this will be the last one for the evening. Jillian wants to know something about her love life.
Okay. Jillian, I'll do overall energy in a couple of
Lawrence, you are on point with that.
I know.
Every time you say something, bam, there
Thanks,
he is.
Thanks, Lawrence. Jillian.
Before you sign off, say the poem of Raven. She's not Poe.
Oh, the Edgar Allan. Oh, I get that joke all the time. Stupid. I know. I was like, sorry.
It really is. I get all the time. Right? I get, where's Dawn? Because Orlando. Uh-huh.
Ba-dum-bump. Yeah, people do that all the time.
She said she was tying a big yellow ribbon around the
old one. So
she's tied to one. That's where she is. So, see if they ask again. Sorry.
Oh, no. It's okay. Jillian, the overall energy with love life for you is all that glitters in reverse. So be very careful with people that put on a mask. A lot of people will put on a specific image. So instead of looking the outside of a person, just make sure to be very aware of their heart and their true intentions. Also, with you, don't feel like you have to put on a specific image to get love. That's what I'm getting for you. You can be your authentic self. So you don't have to put on a... Go ahead.
Todd just asked if you see him in her love life.
Oh, that's a no.
Sorry,
that's
Todd.
That's a no.
Sorry, Todd.
I know. Todd is like, I hope I meet one on here.
He took a shot.
Yeah.
He took a shot and he crashed.
Yeah, and he crashed.
On that note... Enough matchmaking for the evening. Raven, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. Thank you for having me.
Raven will be on soon. We'll see what fruit. Oh, you have to bring avocados next time.
Absolutely. But we had to bring tons of pineapple stuff this time.
Yeah, avocados for next time.
Yeah.
Everybody, thank you.
I'll bring some.
One more time. Jeff, you want to?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking for haunted items. If you have an actual item that has caused pain in the family,
I'll bring you my mother.
Your mother's nice. All right. You know, things of that nature, or you've had actual physical experience with a spirit, please email me. We're looking to do something for a TV shoot.
We'll get you something. You know, we have to go eat now because this is going to sound weird, but I've been staring at Stevie Sausage the entire time. I just keep getting hungry.
Oh,
no, it's true, though. I'm, starving.
Pineapple, what do you think about that?
Sausage, BLT. did you tell him about the BLT stuff?
Yes.
About what your mom's? Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
You were late.
I was late? Oh, I was late. Okay. My God.
That was a lot of fun.
You guys are awesome. I was laughing because I was like, Mom, and you wrote down my mom's name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
I know. You must be psychic. You must be psychic. That was fun. Thanks, guys. Fun.